Hello, everybody. This is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching, and I want to welcome you to my first podcast on this new podcast stream of Intentional Growth Coaching. Today's title, Borrowed Money Can Be Paid Back. But can you say the same about borrowed time? In fact, if you think about it, time marches on. Now, having experienced from my mentor, my teacher, and my friend, Dr. John C. Maxwell, from his book, Intentional Living, I was so encouraged, and the timing of my encouragement couldn't have come at a better time. And I'm referring to plans of intention versus actions of intentionality. And the sequencing of time are so closely knit. Now, let me explain further on this. I was recently watching an old movie the other day. It was one of those classics that when you see it, you clearly have deep thoughts afterwards. In fact, I remember reading the very same novel corresponding to this movie when I was back in junior high school. Now, that was definitely quite some time ago. So you must be wondering at this point what the name of this movie or book was called. Well, it was called On Borrowed Time. It was a story of how a man was able to catch Mr. Death and hold him captive and thus protect his family from the inevitable. Eventually, he was released so that time could continue to march on. For you see, everything had come to a standstill regarding time. Another film that I watched, again back in my younger days, and I've seen it many times since, was H.G. Wells' The Time Machine. Now, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, none of us has yet garnered the ability to either go forward or backward in time, except in the movies or on TV. You see, time is a commodity in our existence that has a beginning and an ending. Time in our universe, on the other hand, has a beginning but no ending. The sands of time in our hourglass are limited, but the sands of time in our universe are never ending. Each and every one of us has the same 168 hours of time each week as the hourglass of our life resets itself. We have been given an opportunity by our birth to travel on a journey of life that has numerous destinations. Unfortunately, all too often, we get sidetracked along the way. While we are young, we handle everything as if tomorrow is such a long way off. I remember someone commenting to me last night, I was at a birthday party, that it seems like the older we get, the faster the years go by. Moving forward, as if we could stretch time out to bring it to that standstill, that's what we try to do when we're young. And I remember the quote from Dickens' classic novel, A Tale of Two Cities, that it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. I take it a step further and say, regardless, it is the times. So what are those distractions that can cause you to become sidetracked and off course? Well, the list is virtually endless, ranging from illness, fatigue, war, to just plain procrastination. The I'll do it tomorrow syndrome can be very contagious, better known as the Scarlett O'Hara syndrome from the movie Gone with the Wind. The thinking that it is okay because you have plenty of time to get it done or it won't affect or affect you if you put it off. Well, that is all well and good if you have lots of time. The challenge is that none of us knows just how much time we have. What is most important, and sometimes it takes a lifetime to figure out, is to determine what your why is, to determine what the dash between your dates is to be, and then go after it with all the energy and gusto that you have. I will cover these topics in other posts, especially including the why of what you spend your time on. But again, I reference John Maxwell's book, Intentional Living. Time does and will continue to march on, and if we're not careful, it will be gone in our lives to be carried away, just as the wind comes and goes, just as the tide rises and falls. just as the sun sets each day and the moon rises to reveal the heavenly space that abounds above. My first call to action for you this day, yes, this very day, is to take action and plan out your time. That means you need to write down everything that you need to accomplish and set up your plan of action to take advantage of the time allotted. There are many means available, both electronic for you modern types and, of course, paper. I prefer paper. If you are not used to writing things down, you have two solutions. Either change or get someone, your coach, to help you make that list and then work it as if your life depended on it. Well, it does, doesn't it? You need to understand that procrastination is not your friend. Decide what is urgent versus important. Urgent means now. Important, while not urgent, must be actioned on in a timely schedule. Decide that other people's distractions cannot become your distractions. That what they may perceive as urgent may only be important to you, or maybe not important to you at all. You must control your time. Once time has come and gone, you cannot pay it back as if it were money that you borrowed. You cannot continue to live on borrowed time. Remember that while you are on a count up of your days on earth, you are also on a countdown of your time remaining. So I call you to action to go ahead and make that list. I also want you to go and get yourself an accountability partner who will hold you accountable to time. And, you know, as a fully trained certified teacher, coach, and executive consultant, I'd be more than happy to work with you as far as that accountability is concerned. So you can feel free to reach out to me and we can discuss that further. So once again, welcome to the first podcast of Intentional Growth Coaching. And go ahead and sign up on iTunes so that you don't miss a single broadcast. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. In the meantime, make it a great rest of your day. Be significant. And just as important, be intentional. Bye for now.